Dr. Promise Ojukwu came to Southern Illinois from Detroit, Michigan. The OBGYN says serving the community is a big part of what drew him to Shawnee Women's Health.
I've always worked in the community. I've always been dedicated to my community, and I think that there are some doctors who just want to go into private practice, but there's always going to be need for people who need to be dedicated to their people in the community and to help out.
This week is National Health Center Week, and systems like Shawnee Health Service want people to know that despite news of budget cuts and changes to health care, there are providers who will see patients regardless of their ability to pay. Dr. Ojukwu says federally qualified health centers are critical to communities regardless of their size.
Provides a very needed service to the community, especially when it comes in the news. There's always a lot of commotion, a lot of talk about the expense, healthcare expenses to the community as a whole, and to how much money we spend on healthcare in America. FQHCs are so very important in providing a lot of women with much needed services and easy access to healthcare. It takes a lot of burden off emergency rooms, off hospitals, and off healthcare costs as a whole. We can take care of women from all different backgrounds and different incomes who can come in, have a nice relationship with a doctor, and find that most of their care, most of their problems or issues are taken care of, rather than leaving things till they're too late and having to turn up to the ER and then costing more money in the long run.
Finding a specialist can sometimes be hard for patients on Medicaid or those who lack insurance altogether. And while the Affordable Care Act has dramatically increased the number of people covered, Dr. Ojukwu says there are still a good number who need access to care.
OBGYN was originally a surgical specialist, but we find ourselves to be more primary care physicians. A lot of women come to us rather than going to regular doctors, so we do see a lot of women with high blood pressure, diabetes, and we're often the first step. Are the first port of call for a lot of these women who, for whatever reasons, do not go to regular doctors. They always come to us.
And he says the ACA is making differences for his patients, even if it's sometimes slow progress.
The greatest success of the Affordable Care Act is that a lot of women now do have the access to health care. I've had personal examples of women come in who've had issues for many years that could have been taken care of a long time ago if they've had access to insurance or to medical help. But with the Affordable Health Care Act, it seems that a lot of women are actually coming in. Sometimes it can be kind of overwhelming because some of these women come with a list of problems and expect us to deal with it in one visit, but it's still better than nothing. We can still help them, and it's better than having women moving around, walking around with no access to health.
Still, Dr. Ojukwu says there are many women who avoid seeing a doctor for a variety of reasons, and he says they need help. He hopes patients won't be afraid to be seen so that their problems can be managed before they're out of control.
It's always better to get help sooner rather than later. I would say that, especially with Shawnee, we do have many multiple different specialists and specialties which can help with different issues and different problems. It doesn't always have to be OBGYN. We have a lot of primary care physicians, family practice, and especially down in Southern Illinois, we also do have mental health specialists. So it doesn't matter what your issues are, it's always better to be seen sooner rather than later before things get worse. I would say just come in and we can help you.
Dr. Ojukwu says seeing one physician can lead people to other specialists. He says taking that first step is many times the most important part of seeking care. For the patients who fear they'll be turned away because they're covered by Medicaid or cannot pay, Dr. Ojukwu offers this.
As a physician, I don't care about that. I will treat you regardless. It doesn't matter to me.
You can get more information on federally qualified health centers in your region by going online. Shawnee Health Service can be found at shsdc.org or at 985-8221. I'm Jennifer Fuller.